Fountain Boy Speaks, episode 315, Finger.
I seem to be going down memory lane with some of these podcasts, and this is going to be another one of those trip down memory lanes for geeks of a certain vintage. How many of you have written a .dot project or .dot plan file for your Unix account? And basically, this was a way, to put up information about yourself or whatever. The Finger protocol is something that was popular in the 80s and 90s, and basically you could you'd finger a user at a fully qualified host name, and you'd get information about when the user last logged in, and there'd be some other information. I'll post a sample of what Finger output looks like in the show notes. I actually had to enable it on my Linux machine just because I hadn't seen it in quite some time. But you could control what got put in here by, I guess there's some of the entries in Etsy password or the password file would get shown. You could also put in .dot project and .dot plan. So it was a way of sort of communicating different things about yourself. And I remember in college when we had Unix systems, this was we would use Finger quite a bit. And this was pre World Wide Web. But the problem with Finger and why most places don't use it is it's a way you can use it to gather who uses a system, right? So you can just finger the system and find out who's logged in, and you can also use it. So you can also use the information you gather from Finger to socially engineer people. So it's perhaps it's one of those things that just the places don't offer it anymore, and I bet most people wouldn't even know that it existed anymore anyway. Most internet users. I'm actually surprised that there was a Finger client for iOS. There was only one. I mean, I was surprised that there was any, but there was an app called iFinger, and you can have it, Finger user to host and get information about it, assuming such a service is running. But as I say, it's one of those things that is, it's considered a security risk, and it's an unnecessary service, really. So a lot of places don't run it. Maybe internally on an intranet or something, it might be useful. But certainly, you can't finger anybody on the internet anymore. And it also just sounds wrong too, right? I guess it, maybe they should have called it poke rather than finger. Finger has all kinds of interesting connotations. But I guess Facebook you poke, but it's not the same thing. This is it's one of those one of those things of a bygone era, and unlike Gopher, I don't see Finger coming back anytime soon, because let's face it, most people have their own systems, and they're probably behind some sort of address translation. They're not directly accessible. You're not going to know what system they're on, and you probably don't want to know anyway. So it's just kind of, it's one of those times when we had, when we were using multi-user systems and we didn't care so much about, the internet and people on it necessarily finding things out. Now it's just an unnecessary source of information. And so, even if you have a shell account somewhere, you probably don't have access to Finger anymore. And it is sad, but that is, it's a fact of life as the internet grows up, those things go away. And there's a lot of protocols that have, that were in use on the internet that are probably not being used so much anymore, but, and Finger is sadly one of those.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.